Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G with you on a Thursday. NBA free agency starts tonight. So these odds and these futures on all these teams are going to move quickly here. We thought it'd be fun to dive into a futures draft, NBA style futures for the 2022-23 NBA season. You know, we know a little bit. We have a kind of a good feeling on a little bit of where these guys might go, but there could be some surprises, could be trades we're not ready for. By the way, I was just reading this. The Hawks were prepared to make a Kevin Durant offer if the Nets thing blew up. Like, they were ready to strike this offseason. Obviously, they land Murray here, who's a good player, and will pair in their backcourt with Trae Young. So the Hawks are making moves here. So let's do a little draft style. We'll go around with NBA futures that are on the board right now, and we'll draft our favorite ones. Joe, you want to start us off? You get your pick. Any NBA future on the board here, team-wise, for the upcoming season as we head towards free agency, where would you go?
Hold on a second. I'm trying to figure out if I should still bet Reynolds. What do you think?
So we're going to drop.
Paul moved it. Paul moved the number from 500 to 300 this morning.
I mean, they basically did a background check on this guy this morning as he tried to place his bet.
The wheel was spinning for like 3 minutes.
Does your account say Mushpan, though? Probably not.
They don't know. They don't know.
Right. Poor Reynolds is going to have a power outage now. He's not going to hit one.
Oh, man. Let's see if they take this one. All right. I'll keep you updated. I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right. So the idea is we're also looking for value, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'm going to go with God, I hate it that there are like five teams listed as a favorite. And it makes me not want to take any of them. But I'm still going to go with the greatest player on the planet and his injured supporting cast in the postseason. I'm going to go back to the Milwaukee Bucks well, which you can find at 7-1 at multiple spots. They accepted the bet, by the way. Thank you.
You're in. Background check. You're clear.
Yes.
So 7-1 on the Bucks first pick?
Yes, I'm going with the Bucks 7-1.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right, so love the value, but yeah.
Yeah, you wish it was 10, but it's still Giannis, right? You're getting Giannis at 7-1, and he's not the favorite right now.
Let me put it this way. It's the team I like on that top tier.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good one. Okay. I'll throw this one out there that my pick here is going to be – I'll go with the Grizzlies at 14-1. They're on the doorstep. They have a great player in Ja Morant. They have a great supporting cast. I feel like if it's not a back-to-back for the Warriors, 14-1 is a good number for the Grizzlies. And really, I'm choosing between the Grizzlies and the Mavericks there as the kind of the next up in the Western Conference to take that next leap. I'll go at Memphis 14-1. I like the coach. I like what they built. If Ja Morant can stay healthy, he's got an MVP kind of career in him, and certainly a kind of season he could have next year. I'll go Grizzlies 14-1. as my first pick in our futures draft.
You know what? And I'll even give you the 21-1. There's a 21-1 that's out there. So
it's even better.
I like, yes, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So, so I'm going to not take the Hawks here because everyone is on the Hawks.
Right.
But actually, I did play them at 70-1 before. Once the I saw a rumor about Murray, I was like, all right, I'll grab that there. So hold on those. How about this one? Talk about value. This is a team that, you know, Zach Price was very high on. They were in the mix at the top half of the East for most of the season, fell apart, injuries at the end. What's to say they can't run it back? I know they're probably going to trade Kevin Love, which that's, you know, was in the running for sixth man of the year, but good draft pick, NBA ready player in Abaji. Give me the Cavs at 120-1.
Love
it's a great number on a team that, I mean, they were top half of the Eastern Conference for the first half of the year, and then they fell off. Still got in the, well, they're in the play-in mix, right? They were in that.
They actually fell all the way to the play-in, but yeah.
I think there's something there.
Remember Jared Allen at the end? He missed almost 30 games. Mm-hmm. LeVert, you didn't get a full season out of him. Sexton only played 11 games last year. I mean, yeah,
I wonder if they're going to hang their win total at, because they were one of the lowest. They were the easiest win total to win. Them and the Grizzlies, it was like they just
they're flew in the 20s, right?
Yeah, I think that's 26. Yeah, and then they flew over.
Didn't it cast before Christmas?
Yes.
Something like that.
Close to it. So my question is, now that they've seen, everyone has seen the three bigs lineup sort of thing that they're running out there, like what will the adjustment be?
Sure.
Because honestly, I felt like it was more the injury than what other teams were doing in the second half of the season and injuries overall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it. Are you going back to back?
Sure. So there's some teams in the East I'm just ruling out. The Nets, no thank you. The Sixers, no thank you. I will.
Wait, why not Sixers?
They're not going to win with Harden and Doc. It's that simple. They're not going to win a championship with Harden and Doc.
What about the altruistic James Harden, who's going to decline his player option to get 37 a year over 3 years instead of 47 for one? It's just
be in the best shape of his life.
Yeah, good guy.
Sainthood for James Harden. What a kind soul.
Your second best player and your head coach are losers in the biggest moments.
And your best player can't stay healthy for the whole season. Ever.
Not a great recipe. Not a great recipe. Jake Alley's so mad. Go ahead.
I will stay in the East, and I will jump on the Raptors at 50-1. I think they need some help. Like, are they in the mix for Gobert? Something like that. So I'll take a little bit of a flyer on the Raptors and hope that them and the Hawks end up on different sides of the East bracket.
All right, Paul, Cavs and Raps.
Yeah, I like that. All right, I'm gonna stay on that kind of theme, but I'm gonna go back to the Western Conference. So I'm gonna take my second Western Conference team, a team that you guys started to love last third of the NBA season into the playoffs. The Timberwolves got something going on there. We'll see what they do this offseason. We'll see what they do starting at 6 tonight to add to what they have. But I like the team. I like the direction. Anthony Edwards won me over when I watched the movie Hustle. Like, if you could talk trash like that, you could play in the playoffs. I'm in on Anthony Edwards. 66-1. They can make a Grizzlies kind of leap this year. Maybe they get to the second round. Maybe they win 50-something games. I think the Wolves. I do worry about Karl-Anthony Towns. I'm not sure about him in big moments. It's a lot of, he didn't even show up in the playoffs. But I like Edwards. I'll go 66-1 on the Timberwolves.
Five out there, by the way.
Yep.
Ooh, that's like, a great number.
There's some discrepancy in these markets, as always, shop around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you won't have discrepancies like this once we get close to the season. Right. So,
and things will change today or tonight. Like, right, if someone big moves, Bradley Beal opted out, someone could move this with a big move.
That's what's interesting right now about the market is there are a lot of sports books that are like, okay, let's just throw 5-6 teams at 6-1. Let's throw 5-6 teams at 14-1 and a bunch in the low 20s. Like, they're just because you're not sure. So much uncertainty. All right, you guys jumped on a lot of the bombs that I was looking at. So I will go. Hate staying in the East, but I will for this one. Stay in the East with an angry Pat Riley at 18-1.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's going to improve the team in some way. It's calling out Lowry. I see a lot of reporting that Lowry isn't going anywhere. I'm not 100% sold on that.
I feel like doesn't it feel like Riley's lurking in the shadows for the next big name that gets moved? Like if the Donovan Mitchell thing in Utah, I feel like he's primed for Miami.
Yep. So now I'm looking at the rest. Where do I want to go? At the top, there are teams like the Warriors, the Celtics, the Nets. No. Suns could do something, but that number of 10-1 isn't the most appealing. I already took the Bucks on that tier. So since you guys took the long shots, I'm looking mid-range once again. And I already bet on Giannis. I'll bet on Luka that they'll find a way to get him as Robin. And the best number I see out there is 21-1 if you look around. So I don't think that's bad. So my three picks: Bucks 7-1, Heat 18-1, and I'll go Mavs 21-1.
I like that. Yeah, and I like how you have the two star ascending 20 something players that could be the two best players in the league for a good time to come here. All right, I'm back up. So I've got a couple long shots already in. So I feel like now I might go back to something closer to a favorite. Let me see the best number I could find. Look, this might be a waste of money, but I'm just going to do it. I'll take 25-1. That's the best number I'm seeing right now on the Lakers. One more LeBron run. Maybe they do something big. Maybe the Windhorst was some of the Kyrie thing not being totally dead yet to LA. If Kyrie ends up there, what's their number? 10? Goes from 25 to 10.
Are they going to be not regular that way?
Maybe not regular season-wise, but if they had Kyrie and they were all playing, wouldn't you take them in a series over the Suns?
My point is that the Suns are 10. So okay, it would probably 12. Be a shorter number. Yeah, I think it could be shorter.
Good. Yeah, I'll take them at 25-1. I know it's probably going to be a dumb bet, but it's fun.
So you go Grizzlies, T-Wolves, Lakers attacking the West. I don't know if that was your intent, but not the worst idea.
Yeah, especially if the Warriors come back a little bit or they have injuries again or something.
It's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but, Joe, you were talking about, are the Lakers better than the Suns? Are they better than the Nets, the current Nets, or is it going to be kind of a...
I think it's a fair comparison a little bit. I kind of like that. All the chatter, people talk them up. They're going to meet those expectations. Are they better than the Nets? Man, what are the Nets going to do? Are they going to get rid of Joe Harris? That's some money you can move to open things up.
Are they going to go get an Ayton? Are they going to get him?
I mean, I saw
that's,
something.
That's hard. That's hard. We had two teams that people thought were going to meet in the NBA Finals, and they both just disappointed. Are they better? I'd rather have this version of KD than this version of LeBron. I know you've got AD on your side. West is easier. Man, that is tough. That's tough. We haven't seen that much of KD and Kyrie together still.
I know. I mean, you're right. And it's the same, and on the other side, Anthony Davis doesn't play. I mean, it's both these teams have that, like, if they get in and they're healthy, they're dangerous. But, you know, it doesn't happen.
I'd still say the Nets are better, but I don't have a strong opinion there.
I would too. But don't you trust LeBron more if he could get into the playoffs and healthy? I just feel like it's LeBron.
Do you still?
I think there's one more run. I don't know. I mean, it might not happen this year. Maybe it's his next stop when he leaves the Lakers again in a year. But I think there's one more. So, Paul, you're back up?
Yeah, I guess I have to go West somehow, leaving the Hawks on the board, even though they're all the buzz. But this number, that's probably the best move. So I will take another discrepancy. I will take the Nuggets at 24-1.
So it seems like we're seeing wide open West. Like the Warriors are the favorite, but they're such a short favorite. It's like, who's going to challenge them?
And is anyone else, like the Clippers, I just can't get on board with.
Right.
That number.
Can you get on board with the Suns right now?
No. Are they not going the wrong way? I mean,
it feels like they peaked. Didn't it? They feel like they peaked last finals and then the regular season this year.
Yeah, there's a higher ceiling for teams like the Mavs and the Grizzlies. And they're in that mid-range, so that's why I don't mind that. And Nuggets are there as well, 24.
Nuggets are a fun one. If they get back healthy, right, everyone's back together.
Yeah. Needs his running partners.
Mm-hmm. So nobody took Warriors, Clippers, Celtics, Nets, Suns, Sixers. I understand not jumping on New Orleans and Utah, but no Sixers love after James Harden is just being a nice guy and he's willing to make the team better.
St. James,
yeah. Is that what you guys are calling him out there?
Yeah, remember
like the week after the trade where it was the best like match made in heaven ever?
Yeah, The Sixers had confetti and balloons at the press conference.
I will say there are some numbers you can take a look at, and the pick and roll when they're both on the court together, fantastic. But
yeah, I know.
But
I mean,
to win a championship, you have to win games in the playoffs.
Right.
So that's kind of hard with James Harden.
I've long said that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard with James Harden and Doc Rivers to do that, though. So that's a problem.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to everyone convincing themselves in January the Sixers are going to win the title and forgetting what it looks like in May. Well, this will happen.
I cannot wait for Embiid to be the MVP favorite. You know that's happening at some point.
There's no question. And then the second round, everyone will remember, oh, this is what happens. We do this every single year with that team. But yeah, look, they're interesting, and I'm sure they're going to make some moves here in the next couple of days. All right, so our full list, Bucks 7-1, Grizz 21-1, Cavs 120-1. Raptors 50-1, T-Wolves 85, Heat 18, Mavs 21, Lakers 25, Nuggets 24. Those are the draft picks we made.
Who won? I mean, I say I did.
I'd say I did.
I think
you
I did.
Say you won every time,
every
Joe.
Every single time.
Right. It's like,
that's the whole point. Joe O, Joe G. We'll go off the board. Jay Kassan's going to lead us off the board next. Oh, no. What's going to happen here on the BetQL Network?
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.